Alora Fergus today received the following letter to the editor regarding privatization in Ontario's health system. I once had some respect for Christine Elliott. That eroded during her time as Minister of Health and now has disappeared entirely since her new role of lobbyist for a privately owned surgical unit, Clearpoint, HLS Therapeutics Inc., Homewood Healthcare and three other groups. She left her position as public servant in June of 2022 and now is on the pay to privatize conservative push. It makes taxpayers wonder what current Health Minister Sylvia Jones is setting up for herself for her retirement to the private sector after delivering the Ontario healthcare system piece by piece. It is the same giveaway of public assets the Conservative Party had become known for, from highways, to Ontario Place and the Science Centre, the Greenbelt attempt, education, long-term care facilities, and the list goes on. It is the same modus operandi and a corrupt, cynical and self-serving one at that. Patient ombudsman complaints are up 33% April 2022 to March 2023, more than through the pandemic. A telling indicator. Ontario is now paying up to three times more to private enterprises than OHIP-covered surgeries. This government could fund those public hospitals to pay their staff and open up surgical units for extended hours. Many are running on shorter hours because of lack of funding. You know, that funding given by the federal government that does not seem to be forthcoming to fund our public system. This government could pay public healthcare nurses whose incomes were capped below inflation rather than the much more expensive private agency nurses. By the way, is every Conservative minister, as is the Premier, using private cell phones to hide communications? Private conversations with private companies? Is each one making plans for a privately funded, well-heeled retirement? No wonder respect has eroded. Donna McCaw.